First off, Felix Spinell is back, and he's mad. Usually he's off on his weekend by this time, but he has questions about a certain piece of Seattle real estate going up to sale, that being the huge Federal Archives building at Sandpoint.
Yeah, we learned on Wednesday, actually from a Cairo listener who alerted me to this in a federal newsletter thing, the Seattle facilities of the National Archives and Records Administration, this is in the Sandpoint neighborhood, it's on a list of about a dozen federal properties that the government wants to sell to generate somewhere between $500 million and $750 million. The staff there only found out on Monday about this. Now, the facility opened back in 1963. It's in an old U.S. Navy building that was, I think, part of the naval base that's down the street that's now Magnuson Park. If it's closed, the archives in there, this is like, you know, millions and millions of documents, that's for Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and Alaska, going back to the 1840s, those would be moved to the convenient locations of Riverside, California, and Kansas City, Missouri. And these things are like Chinese exclusion case records, draft records for people in those four states going back again, almost what's that, 170 years, yeah. 180 years.
Right.
So it's really, it's priceless, one of a kind stuff. Only a tiny percentage of it is digitized, a very tiny percentage.
So researchers actually have to get the paper, paper thing.
And it's open to the public and people use it all the time. And it's part of the sort of an ecology of records.
Well, it's not far from the University of Washington. It's very
exactly. Convenient. And the city of Seattle has archives downtown. King County has archives. The state has archives. There's this ecology of the different levels of government that have the records available to anyone, whether you're a serious researcher or someone just an enthusiast. Now, the notion of selling underutilized federal properties goes back to about 2016. There's legislation called the Federal Asset Sale and Transfer, or FASTA. This is in the Obama era, and it was bipartisan legislation. And they created a thing called the Public Buildings Reform Board. Their job was to identify these high-value assets and then launch an expedited sale and disposal process. So this is very fast by government standards. They submitted a list to the Office of Management and Budget on October 31st. That list was rejected. They submitted a revised list on November 27th, and that was when that original list also became public. So this has been public knowledge, if you knew where to look for it, back to November 27th. Now, what I just learned this morning, as part of the process, staff from the Public Buildings Reform Board briefed the staff of Representative Pramila Jayapal. The building is in her district, right? And they were briefed on October 29th of last year. So they've known for almost 3 months that this publicly owned building, serving a public purpose, was on the chopping block and was, you know, set to be dealt with by this FASTA legislation. Now, I talked to a member of her staff earlier this morning, and he said, you know, they confirmed they did meet with the staff from this organization or this agency. They thought there would be more local outreach to the local government, some connection with the city of Seattle or somebody to have.
Yeah.
I don't think they were trying to have a public process. I think they think it would sort of gum things up.
Well, it would. Like,
yeah, it's hard to have expedition.
Well, we don't care about, I mean, the building is nothing to write home about. But
no, it's the content. And its location right
so
there.
So why couldn't, if the idea is to squeeze as much money out of these federal properties as possible, you'll get a huge price for that tract of land.
Yeah, yeah.
Move it to Tacoma. Tacoma's got some vacant buildings, doesn't it?
Well, the part of what they're trying to get stuff off the property rolls. They're trying to minimize expenses. And I think what their analysis shows that it'd be cheaper to move all the stuff
just
to Riverside, California.
Yeah,
exactly. Consolidation. And now I heard from Alex Peterson this morning. He's a new city council member whose district includes that building. He just learned on Monday he got an email from somebody from this Public Buildings Reform Board, and he's going to get briefed in February. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of a silly timing thing because the Office of Management Budget has until Sunday, January 26th, to decide to accept or reject this whole list. It's all or nothing. Hmm. There's no public process. Now, there's no question that real estate is valuable. I don't deny that. But so is the function it currently performs. And in looking at the other properties on the list, including a big Auburn, 127 acres down in Auburn, where there's a GSA warehouse and depot, those other properties don't have a public constituency, aren't serving a purpose that people use all the time.
Right.
So I think they made a mistake in including this property on this list. That's my personal opinion, based on looking at the other properties, talking to the people, and seeing the huge social media response in the last couple days after we published a story on My Northwest on Wednesday. And the people in D.C. had seen that. They knew this was up. This is the only property on the list, as far as I can tell, that's generating a big public backlash.
So your article's on MyNorthwest.com?
Yeah, and that's I have to update. I haven't updated with all the stuff that's developed in the last 90
get
minutes.
Busy,
or so.
Man.
I know. Usually on a Friday, I'd be home sitting reading my New York Times by now, walking my dog. So.
All right, so Felix is going to update the article. It's on MyNorthwest.com. Read it. Click on it. Like it. Right.
Yeah, and
show some support.
Let your government officials know what you think about it. It's a democracy. You know, with representative government. Tell them what you think. Whether that building should be saved or sold.
You going to go
out
and pick it?
No, you know, I'm sort of a quasi journalist. I think my job is just to get the information out and sort of, you know, tell people what's going on. And it's a public process. It needs to be more public. I don't think anyone would disagree about this. Needs to be more public.
Thanks, Felix.